Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something pretty fundamental: trust and accountability in advanced AI. You know, when these really complex autonomous systems, these black boxes, make critical calls, like in medicine or logistics, how do we actually trace responsibility if something goes wrong? How do we ensure forensic certainty?
That's the core problem, isn't it? The trust can just collapse if decisions are completely opaque.
Exactly. So we've been looking into a proposed solution, a framework called ternary moral logic, TML for short. The aim here seems to be moving AI governance from, well, philosophical wish lists to something verifiable, something operational.
And the absolute bedrock of TML, the piece that makes it potentially enforceable, is what the source material calls always memory. You can think of it as AI's immutable conscience, a permanent record.
Immutable ledger. Okay.
Yeah, the idea is that if harm occurs, this always memory provides that definitive trail of responsibility. That's the mission we're unpacking.
Right. Sounds ambitious. So how does TML actually work to, you know, capture this information? What's being logged when the AI makes a decision?
Well, TML itself uses a really lean triadic logic for any potential action. It's either plus one, go ahead, act.
Okay.
Or negus one, stop, refuse the action.
Right.
Or, and this is key, zero pause. Pause. Deliberate. Always.
Yeah.
Memory is designed to log the rationale behind whichever path is taken. But the real innovation for accountability seems to be that zero state.
The pause. The source calls it the sacred pause.
Exactly. It's triggered by ethical ambiguity or conflict within the AI's parameters. It's like a mandatory hesitation.
But doesn't forcing a pause undermine the whole point of autonomous AI, you know, speed and efficiency?
That's the tension, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the pause isn't meant to happen constantly. It's a specific checkpoint. It only kicks in when the system flags a significant ethical uncertainty. And during that pause, it must log its assessment.
Assessment against what?
Against its core non-negotiable mandates. The sources specifically mention things like human rights and earth protection as examples of these kinds of hard-coded constraints.
I see. So accountability isn't just post-mortem. It's built into the runtime process. The pause forces a documented ethical check.
Precisely. It captures the machine's moment of, well, conscience, or at least its programmed deliberation risks considered, alternatives weighed.
And that logged data, that becomes the evidence. How does it become something solid, maybe even legally useful?
The system formalizes these logs into what are called moral trace logs, or MTLs. Since AI doesn't have intent like humans do, the idea is that these MTLs act as the operational equivalent. Proof of algorithmic due diligence, you might say.
So court-ready evidence.
That's the design goal, to make it much harder to claim ignorance or hide behind complexity. It strengthens the liability posture.
Okay, but for that to work, these logs have to be absolutely tamper-proof. Immutable, yeah. How is that guaranteed? What stops the AI itself from cleaning up its history?
Yeah, that immediately points to technology. Specifically, distributed ledger technology, DLT. Think blockchain.
Right, blockchain for immutability makes sense.
But there's a catch. High-performance AI needs very fast logging. Public blockchains, while secure, can be, well, slow. There's a throughput issue.
The classic speed versus security trade-off. So you need that internal stone quality for legal trust, but also high speed for operations. What's the solution presented?
It seems to point towards a hybrid blockchain architecture.
Hybrid? How does that work?
You'd have high-speed internal logging, perhaps on a faster permission ledger that the AI uses constantly. But then periodically, it would post cryptographic proofs like anchors or hashes of that internal log onto a slower, public, truly immutable blockchain.
I get it. So fast recording internally, but with periodic public validation, that makes tampering basically impossible without detection.
Exactly. It balances operational needs with a demand for non-repudiable external proof.
This whole idea of eternal stone, though, it brings up an interesting ethical wrinkle. Always memory is fixed, right? Immutable. But human ethics, human understanding, it evolves. We learn, we adapt our morals. How can an AI with a fixed history ever achieve ethical growth?
That's a fantastic point, and it highlights a potential paradox. The sources suggest a way around this, a dual memory system.
Two types of memory?
Yes. You maintain the declarative always memory, that's the unchangeable archive, the MTLs, the history. That part is sacred, etched in stone. But alongside that, the AI operates using a procedural learning memory. This is where the adaptable parts live, the weights, the models, the rules it uses for future decisions.
Okay. So one memory is the fixed historical record of what happened and why. The other is the dynamic set of rules it uses going forward, and that part can be updated.
Precisely. It allows the AI to learn, adapt, and potentially improve its ethical framework over time based on new data or revised guidelines without ever being able to erase or alter the record of its past actions.
So fundamentally, TML and always memory seem to shift accountability. It's not just good practice or optional documentation anymore. It becomes like a mandatory, verifiable, almost constitutional layer for the AI's operation.
That's the implication, yes.
Yeah.
It demands proof of process, proof of deliberation directly from the machine. But here's a final thought, maybe a challenge for you, the listener. TML aims to log objective truth about the AI's decision pathway. Yet, we in this moral understanding, what we consider right or wrong, is often subjective, deeply contextual, shaped by society.
Mm.
So what if the AI's foundational ethical rules, the ones loaded in at the start, contain inherent biases? Maybe they overlook certain community impacts or fail to value specific environmental factors properly. In that scenario, does an immutable log and always memory simply provide a perfect, undeniable record of a flawed or even harmful decision-making process? Does this powerful tool for forensic certainty actually help us build equitable AI? Or does it just perfectly document the inevitable failures programmed into it from the start?
That's a really crucial question to end on, something to definitely keep thinking about.
Yeah.